It's 3 p.m. October 13th, 2015, and you're listening to KPCRadio.com. You're on live with Kiana School of Love, and I'm Kiana Pazinski, here to bring the HOT back to the LOVE. Today I'm joined by Adam Bartolo, a Peer College student who's not only has some great things to share about himself and his love interest, but also who's ready to give some great relationship advice. So thanks for coming in, Adam. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I go work at Ace Hardware in Studio City. Mm-hmm. I'm a, like you said, a Pierce College student here. I'm a photography major, and family's a big thing for me. So
family's an interest of yours?
Yes, family's a big interest of mine.
You definitely see yourself having a family in a few years?
Yeah, a few years.
yeah. Okay. So just tell me a little bit about what you think love is to you.
Love should be like a friendship, something that you can bond with someone and be able to talk and never really argue about much. Mm-hmm. There will be problems, but there's nothing that you can't fix.
Mm-hmm. So do you think that, in your opinion, when you are in a relationship, would you say that you're a good lover? Do you think that you're a good boyfriend?
I would like to think that.
Yeah.
There's never knowing if you're doing the right thing or not, only...
Yeah, right. So how about you tell me a little bit about, are you currently in a relationship?
Currently, right now, I'm not in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. So why don't you give me a little bit of background history about your past relationship? What was that about? What was that like?
My past relationship was kind of rocky.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Tell me about it. What was rocky about it?
Mostly a lot of arguing.
Over
small little things.
Mm-hmm. It was like a buildup of little arguments about stuff?
Yeah, small things like what to do and sometimes not wanting to go to certain places.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just kind of built up and didn't really work out.
Mm-hmm. So how long were you guys together?
About 6 months.
6 months?
Yeah.
Okay, so you put a little bit of time in there.
Yeah.
And when it was ending, how did you feel about how did you feel about how it ended? Because you said, you know, you guys did a lot of arguing. So once it ended, did you feel it ended because of the arguing? Did you feel it ended because she wasn't putting in enough of energy from her side or your side? What do you think that what it was that just kind of made everything just make you want to go your separate ways?
It was mostly just both of us agreeing upon leaving each other,
yeah,
knowing that it wasn't going to work out.
Okay, so you guys agreed, and so did you guys end on a friendship?
Yeah, we ended up in good terms. We didn't make it something big.
Mm-hmm.
It was something easy.
Do you think that in relationships, everyone, it's possible to just end on good terms if you're level-headed about it? Or do you think that you know, your case or specific cases, that can only happen?
No, I believe all relationships could end in good terms.
Mm-hmm.
There may be some where they can't, but I believe they all can.
Mm-hmm. So, you just explained to me about your past relationship. Did you have a relationship before that one?
No.
So that was your first and only relationship?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, with this past relationship, what was it on, do you think, on your exes, and that you think could have just been improved upon a little?
Mostly just the way she was acting.
Mm-hmm.
With my family. That's the main thing.
Oh, yeah. So that must have been a problem, because earlier you said that you have a lot of, your family's a big interest of yours.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So my life is really family-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
And her life is mostly just, oh, I want to be doing something else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like being with my family more than anything else.
Mm-hmm. So that kind of affected. So when you say you like to be with your family more, so would you admit that you enjoy spending time with your family more than, say, being in a relationship?
I would say yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So do you think that having also that, looking at it like that, do you think that might have possibly also helped things end because of you wanting to spend more time with your family?
I believe so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So now, let's talk about future relationships. So, obviously, I'm sure you want your next girl to be family-oriented. What are you hoping to get from your next relationship?
Being able to understand each other.
Mm.
And, you know, knowing that she as well is family-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm family-oriented. And maybe just agreeing upon certain things.
Mm-hmm.
That would work out.
So, do you think that you're looking for less arguing?
Yeah, that's something I would I would mind not having.
Yeah, definitely. What else are you looking for? What other differences are you hoping to notice in a future relationship?
Just having a friendship and knowing that we can be together and have a good time.
Did you start your with your ex relationship? Did you start that off as a friendship as well?
Yeah, it was someone I knew for a good while.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
So do you think that starting a friendship off like that, starting a relationship off as a friendship, could help build that relationship to be something better?
Yeah, I feel if you know someone for a while, you can probably have a better relationship. But if not, sometimes, you know, it could work out.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely agree. So I want you to give our listeners, what do you think for you is just one good piece of good relationship advice? If you just had, you know, if everyone had to put a relationship advice sticker on their shirt, what would you put on your sticker?
It would be to date.
To date?
Don't get into a relationship right away. Always date different people. You don't want to get stuck on one boat.
Yeah, that's actually really good relationship advice. That's great, yeah. So you think that just being able to see other people and taking your time is a big part of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I think people, especially teenagers, just try to rush. We just try to do everything. Just try to get done as fast as possible. I think that, you know, definitely taking your time and looking to see other people and see what else is out there and not just settling down.
Yeah.
Once is a good idea. So with this information of you dating, does that mean you're just applying this to your life right now? You're dating, seeing people, seeing you know, who sparks your interest, who you
just
like.
Dating, meeting new people, and just having fun.
Yeah, awesome. So tell me about your let's call it a dream first date. Uh-huh. You're taking a girl out. It's Friday night. What's going to happen?
Well, we can go. The main thing I'd like to do is go out for dinner. And then from dinner, we can either go to like an art gallery or something out of the ordinary.
Oh, that's great. So you would take your interest, your hobby. You said your hobby is photography.
Correct.
That's what you also want to do as a career. So you would take that and incorporate it into a first date.
Yeah.
How romantic, Adam. So tell me about this. So this piece of advice, do you think that this, sorry, this, yes, this relationship advice you give, do you think that this is important for everyone, for all relationships, just people out there dating? Do you think it applies to specific people who are single and can't find someone, people who are whatever it may be?
And I feel it should be for everyone. Everyone can date and learn from different experiences. And then from there, actually figure out what they want to do.
Yeah, that's great. So does that mean do you think that there's someone out there for everybody? Do you think everyone has their one person?
I believe so. There has to be. There's too many people now.
I know, right? There's too many people in the world for one of us not to find somebody, I hope. I'm hoping for it. So, okay, Adam, tell me a little bit about what do you think about like romance, like in a relationship? How do you, when if I said romance, what would you say?
I guess love.
Love?
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you think about your romance in a relationship? How would you describe how you are as a romantic boyfriend?
Always doing the gentlemanly thing, opening doors, being there on time, being there early.
Yeah. So you try to keep it classy. What else do you think you are in a relationship? You know, just go ahead and give me a couple things that you do that you think you're good at in the romance department in a relationship.
I just always feel it's a good thing to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
oh, yeah.
Make them laugh and just be yourself.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's the best one. That's the best way to start anything is to be yourself. I think a lot of times in relationships, people start with trying to be something they're not to impress someone, and then it's only in a couple months people start to show their true colors. You can only keep up with the little lies for so long, and now you have all these true colors coming in a couple months, and I'm sure it changes things for a lot of people. Do you think that in your past relationship, do you think it was like that as well? Maybe true colors came out, you know, within a couple months.
It feels like true colors came out, and that's when we noticed the differences and mm-hmm. knowing that we were not being real with each other.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. I think that you know, that's that, I feel like that can go for a lot of relationships. That's how a lot of relationships start. People trying to impress other people and changing themselves to fit that. But yeah. you can't, when you're yourself, when you know yourself, in a couple months you only start being yourself again.
Yeah.
You know, if you're true to yourself. So do you think that, okay, tell me this, Adam. Do you think that being romantic helps in finding a girlfriend, going into a relationship, being in a relationship, keeping the girlfriend, in all that jazz? Do you think that, would you say romance helps?
I feel romance would help. Not a lot of people do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something just surprising.
Yeah, honestly, that's a great word to use. It is surprising when you meet a guy who's nice and has all the other characteristics, but you know, who's also romantic. I think it's actually really hard work to be romantic.
I believe so. People may think it's cheesy and mm-hmm. something funny that shouldn't be done anymore, mm-hmm. but it can be something good.
Yeah, keep that alive, Adam. It is something good. I definitely agree. I think that being romantic in a relationship, it helps in all aspects, you know? There's nothing wrong with a little bit of romance, keeping the love alive a little bit. So what do you think about falling in love? Do you think that you fell in love yet?
Not yet.
No? Do you think that you've just been in love, or you've just had the experience of showing someone love? What would you say, like, your love experience has been?
So it's more like what my aunt calls it is puppy love.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's just thinking you're in love.
Yeah. It's just the beginning feelings about it. Yeah. We all have had those puppy love relationships. Definitely. So do you think that one day you will fall in love?
I believe so. Everyone will.
Yeah.
And eventually it'll just take time and finding yourself and knowing what you want.
Yeah. Do you think that when you're in a relationship, do you think that you would have to fall in love with the person in order to maintain the relationship eventually one day? Or do you think that you could stay with someone for a long time? You specifically, do you think that you could stay with someone for a long time with the puppy love, like you said? Your aunt said.
No, I believe you have to fall in love with the person.
Yeah, to stay with them
for a long time. It's a bond that's created.
Yeah, definitely. And so with your past relationship, you would say that you never really got to make that bond.
Yeah, that bond was not there.
It wasn't even going to come. Definitely. So you're hoping to find that in your future relationship?
Hopefully.
Definitely. So what would you tell our listeners? Give some advice about, what about falling in love? So let's say your first advice was saying date mm-hmm. until you find somebody, okay? So let's say our listeners, they dated, they found someone, it's headed in a good direction. What would you say about giving some advice about just the falling in love part? Being with someone, sharing that with someone, what would you give some advice about that?
It would be, don't forget the small things. The small things, or just do the small things that you always used to do. Don't forget it. Sometimes forgetting things makes relationships fall apart.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean? Can you be a little more specific on what you mean by don't forget the small things?
Like when you first met mm-hmm. with someone and you dated
mm-hmm.
and you know that you like this person a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like if when you went on a certain date, you did certain things. Like,
yeah.
Depending on what you did. Say you went on a hike.
Mm-hmm.
You're having a great time. Do that same hike again.
Yeah.
Go do certain things that you've done before to remind yourself.
Yeah. So also that has also come back to do with a lot of the romance as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're saying after the first advice is to date, get out there and date. And then once you found somebody, you know, don't forget the small stuff.
Yeah.
Keep in mind all those things that you remembered in the beginning that made you fall in love with that person. All that good mushy stuff. All right. So let's say someone says, it's clear that Adam here believes in love. What would you say to somebody who says love does not exist?
I feel they just aren't looking in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
They're in relationships that are probably not good for them and have fallen apart.
Mm-hmm.
And they take it in a way where they won't find love because of that.
Yeah. What do you think about, going back to your past relationship, do you think that in that relationship, did you ever think that maybe love did not exist because the relationship wasn't going how it should have been going? Did you ever have a moment of like, I wonder, maybe this isn't for me, dating, being in a relationship?
Yeah, I've had this conversation with my younger brother. Mm-hmm. I was always telling him, I don't know where this is going, and I've always told him I didn't feel anything. Like, I was having a good time, but mm-hmm. it wasn't true.
Yeah, completely. I completely understand. And you in a relationship, you definitely have to feel something. You know, you have to feel some type of connection in order for it to progress.
Yeah.
So now we want some more advice, Adam. Give your best advice to somebody who says love does not exist.
Just go out, like I said, date different people.
Yeah.
As you're dating, you'll see what you like.
Yeah.
And obviously, try different things. Don't be afraid to try new things that you're not used to.
Yeah. That's honestly, Adam, that first advice, that was great, because that is just what everybody's really forgetting now. Everyone's forgetting. It's okay. You don't, just because you start talking to someone and you date, you don't have to stay with them. You're not married. And that's the beauty of dating. That's just it. You don't have to stay with that person. Yeah. You can move on. So why do you think some people stay in these relationships for years, miserable, unhappy, fighting, they can't agree on anything, there's no connection yet there, they're still in this relationship. Why do you think some people don't get that advice? Just to go out and date again, you know, to move on and see what else is out there.
It might just be more media that mm-hmm. changes people's perspective on certain things.
Give a little bit more a detail about that. Media is a great topic. What do you mean by the media?
Everyone feels like movies. They paint this picture, and it makes people believe that this is what a relationship is. This is how it should be. But really, it's not real. It's just something made up. But everyone, as a kid growing up, sees this certain picture painting. And mm-hmm. they're like, oh, well, this is how it's going to happen.
Definitely. I 100% agree. I think that in every single movie put out, anything with any little bit of romance, it always portrays this image that love is something. And it makes it so unreal. It makes it so hard for people to go out there, because realistically, maybe Prince Charming's not going to show up one day and you're immediately going to know that's the one.
Yeah.
You know, maybe Prince Charming, you're not going to have the best wedding or, you know, whatever. You know, all the media puts out all these images for people about love, and makes it so hard for people to stay together, for people to get together, because they have all these expectations of things, you know? I completely understand what you're saying. So when you go into, I mean, it's human nature. Sometimes we all have a little expectation when we go into it. So our next relationship, what would you say? What are you expecting from yourself? Let's say from
myself.
Uh-huh.
Well, just, I expect myself to be true, but sometimes I'm not. I make up certain things, and then that's where starts becoming rocky.
Right. And then that comes on everybody's part too, you know. I don't think anybody is 100% completely, unless I guess I'd say if you're a saint, then maybe, but I don't think anybody is just 100% completely honest. We all just have, I think we just have too many things we like to hide about ourselves, so we try to cover it up. But in the end, you should really just be honest about that stuff, because if that stuff is going to come to light anyways, they might as well know in the beginning, because that would end up saving everybody a lot of time.
Yeah.
Everyone knowing the truth from the beginning, it would save time. It would help people know if that's who they want to be or they don't want to be with, help them, you know, decide everything.
Yeah.
So, Adam, tell me a little bit about in the future, in let's say 10 years, where do you see you and a family and your love life?
Well, I'd like to imagine that I'm happily married in a good relationship,
mm-hmm.
and at least have two kids.
Yeah.
Two kids, or if even more, if that's what they want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be great. So how do you think you're going to be as a father?
As a father, I'd always be truthful with the kids,
mm-hmm.
not really try and hide anything.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously explain to them in a way that they can understand.
Mm-hmm.
And then just giving the same advice my father gave me to them.
What was that advice he gave you?
The advice is like, always be grateful for your family. Make sure that you're always there for your family more than friends.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, friends are a big part of everyone's life.
Mm-hmm.
who is always going to be there, it's your family.
Yeah. So family for you is everybody. It's family oriented is not just for you. Your whole family is family oriented.
Yeah.
So I could understand someone. I'm sure that's not a lot of families are like that now. You know, mm-hmm. are still like that. Still very family oriented. Everyone still there for each other. Everyone still understands this is your family. We come yeah. first. So in your next relationship, I'm definitely thinking that you're going to be looking for somebody who is not just herself family oriented, but would you also like her family to be family oriented?
Yeah, I'd like to mix it in and mm-hmm. get everyone together, and that way they see how we are
mm-hmm.
and we can tell from that.
So with your ex, she wasn't really family oriented. So you were with her, but you were with her for 6 months. So in your next relationship, when you're dating, what would be the tiebreaker? Would next time, is it just going to be if they're not family oriented, you're just not doing it? Or, you know, if they are, maybe a little, your work, like what do you, you know what I mean? What do you see family oriented in your next relationship? How are you looking at it?
I'm looking at it more like if they come over and they're like, oh, hi, they'll meet my parents. They'll mm-hmm. be like, oh yeah, let me help you with this, or get, mm-hmm. they'll actually interact with the family
yeah.
and not just sit down.
Mm-hmm. So that's what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. You definitely that's something that is going to be a tiebreaker
yeah.
next time. You're definitely looking for a girl who's already family oriented.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And in a couple years, when you're with your family and you have kids and your kids, let's say, are sitting down and they're having, you know, let's say, let's call it again, the puppy love.
Mm-hmm.
They're going through their puppy love. What's the relationship advice you're going to give them? Let's say, give me some, what you would give advice to if you have a daughter and if you have a son.
All right. If I had a daughter, it would be, you know, date. Go out and date. You know, there's no restrictions on you mm-hmm. eventually meeting someone. You're going to meet someone eventually.
Right.
And you're going to have to get married and,
mm-hmm.
you know, date. Date and go out, enjoy life.
Mm-hmm.
And then for a boy, obviously the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Date, don't jump into relationships just because you want to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously the puppy love is going to be there for both of them.
Right.
And then they're going to have to find out by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And if they have questions, well, they can come and ask.
Yeah. Do you think that the first loves are, or they say first loves are the hardest? Do you think that?
I believe so.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not with me, but with my brother, I've noticed it mm-hmm. more. The way he is with his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
He's very like, oh, I need to be with her. I need to be with her.
Yeah.
And
first loves are crazy. Those emotions are crazy. Those are emotions I actually really don't think you're going to get again, because that's your first time being with someone. And so all those loving emotions are so strong, you know, because this is your first time you're giving someone this kind of love.
Mm-hmm.
Before this, it's been love toward a friend, love toward family, but that's a whole other kind of love you feel, you know. So puppy love, I mean, excuse me, for the first love, I think first love is different from puppy love. So I would definitely say, yeah, first loves are extreme, and they feel a lot, they feel different. But I think that, you know, Adam, you're a great guy, and I think in the future, I hope you do find someone who's family oriented, because that's a big deal. That's something that as also I feel as Americans we're definitely losing sight of. I go a lot of friends' houses, and friends do not, you know, sit down with their families anymore. Or, you know, a lot of family activities, I notice friends getting canceled on a lot and stuff,
yeah.
cancel their families on. But thank you so much for coming on the show, Adam. It was great having you. Hope to hear from you again soon. This is Kiana Pazinski, and School of Love is now closed.